Om Shanti. Today is 28th of April 2018. Today's blessing is, may you be an easy yogi and experience the stage of being immune by remaining constantly stable in the stage of a detached observer. Those who are detached observer, Sakshi Drishta, in terms of their relations of the body and their own bodies. That is, those who are detached also become detached observer in this old world. Whilst coming into contact with others and seeing them, they always stay detached and loving. This stage gives the experience of being an easy yogi. This is known as being immune while being together, nirlep. Souls are not immune, they are not nirlep. But the stage of soul consciousness makes you immune, that is, it takes you beyond any effect or attraction of Maya. Those who stay in this stage are protected from being attacked by Maya. It's a very, very beautiful blessing. Baba is giving definition of a detached observer. To become detached observer of body, to get detached from body and its relationships, is to become a detached observer. Those who are detached from their bodies, those who are detached from the relations of the body, those who are detached observer of their own body and of the relations of the body, automatically they become detached observer of the whole world. You don't have to see the world also as a detached observer. Rather, just get detached from your own body. That itself makes you detached observer of the whole world. This is one thing. Second, another important thing is about the soul. It has come in Murli times and time and again that soul is not immune, soul is not nirlep, soul is not nirlep. But today Baba is saying that soul can become nirlep, can become immune. How? By soul consciousness. Soul itself is not immune, but state of being soul consciousness is, being soul conscious is an immune stage. For example, soul, fire cannot burn soul, but vices do burn soul. Soul is not wetted by water, but all the indulgence they do wet, all the bhog or indulgence they do wet the soul. Soul is not dried up by air, but anger can dry up the soul. Soul is not pierced by any weapon, nainam chindanti shastrani nainam dahati pavakah, but to kill one's conscience, one's vivek, is to kill atmaghat. The fifth type of dress in that Murli, Baba said, don't wear this dress where there are stains of blood. That is known as atmaghat. By doing constant vikarm, the cloth is stained by blood. That is the fifth type of dress in that Murli. Baba has said about the five different dresses. So, what are the stages which are immune? What are the stages which are immune? They all start with S. One stage is soul consciousness. That is the first stage which is absolutely immune. And one other important thing, there are two things. One is attraction of Maya and another is effect of Maya. When you are in that nirlep stage, immune stage, Maya will not attract you, and second, Maya will not affect you. Both things will happen. So the first thing is stage of soul consciousness. Second stage is, if you make a list of S, so there are about 10 S which are soul conscious, which are immune stages. First is soul consciousness. This is a immune stage, nirlep stage. Atma abhimani sthiti is a nirlep sthiti. When you are in that, nothing will affect you, nothing will attract you. You remain on the higher stage. Second is Shiva's yad or remembrance. Means Shiva's yad or remembrance. When we are in remembrance of Baba, that time we are immune. No Maya will attract you, no Maya will affect you. So, second S is this. Third is Swadharma. Third is Swadharm. Swadharm, when you are situated in Swadharm, that time also you remain immune. You remain unaffected by anything. The moment you come down from your Swadharm and the moment you enter into Paradharm, you start getting affected. Then no more it is a nirlep stage. So, Swadharm. Then, Swastiti. Swastiti, when you are situated in a very higher stage, Swastiti, that time you are absolutely immune. Then, Swadesh. There is a Murli, 7 things to adopt and 7 things to give up in 69. One of the Murlis is this. So, Swadesh, when you are in remembrance of Paramdham, that time, can Maya affect you? No. You remain immune. You remain nirlep. So, immunity system of the soul. This is the immune system of the soul. In medical, there are such topics are there. Immune disorders, where the immune system is affected, like HIV/AIDS. Total immune system is destroyed. Human immunodeficiency syndrome, HIV, where the person's immunity goes down. So, if the immunity is very strong, pratikar shakti, you will never contract any disease. So, the best thing is to adopt all this as and to empower our immune system. So, swadesh. Next, swaman. When you are situated in higher swaman, you are never affected by maya. You remain nirlep. So, swaman is that stage. Swaman is higher consciousness. Take up one swaman from each day, from one murli. Practice on that. Work on that. Whole day put your heart, mind and everything into that swaman. Only that swaman should stay. For example, yesterday's murli, there was a beautiful thing. Parso, kal, aaj, kal. Four things. This also can be a topic. What I was day before yesterday, what I was yesterday, what I am today and what I will be tomorrow. Day before yesterday, you had the kingdom. Yesterday you lost the kingdom. Today you are gaining the kingdom and tomorrow you will again lose it. This is a topic for Chintan. It's a beautiful topic. Parso, kal, aaj, kal. Who will take this? Vaibhav. Yes. Vaibhav, you can speak on this topic. Parso, kal, aaj, kal. So this is a beautiful topic. This is a cycle which is going on. How beautiful cycle this is. And from example, today's murli, this is Dhobi Ghat. Baba said, this is laundry. So what are the specialties of this laundry? This is unlimited laundry. So somebody can do chintan on this, yes. Nay, somebody from the laundry department, I suppose. Who is from laundry department? Anybody? Rajesh, yeah, give him the topic. Rajesh bhai. Unlimited Dhobi Ghat. Okay? So what all things are there in that Dhobi Ghat? What are the soap use, detergent use, what water, and what are the processes? Baba said today some clothes are so dirty that while washing them, they are torn apart. It's very difficult. They just run away. They are just torn apart because they are so dirty. So, while giving them good thrashing, they are torn. So, behadobi. So, take out like that. So, soman. Then Swaroop. Swaroop can come into this, but still yes, you can take. Swaroop, Swaman, Sukarm, Swadharm. Swadharm already I said, I think. Then next, Seva. Seva. A little different point is Seva. When you are engaged in Seva, when you are engaged in Seva, but real Seva, not the Seva for show of business. A real Seva from your heart, thinking that I am doing for God's yajna, that time you are immune. So seva is a stage where you are immune. Then Swadarshan Chakra, when you are the spinner of the discus of self-realization, that time you are immune. Then next, Swachintan, when you are churning knowledge within, can seva, maya affect you? Never. That's why best thing is to remain engaged in Chintan. Because you cannot remain in yoga all the time. It is good if you can, but it is so difficult because you have to engage yourself with so many things. So best thing is Swachintan. Then next is Swadhyaya. It Swadhyaya. 8th or 9th, whatever. Swadhyaya. Swadhyaya means self-study. Sit and study. So beautiful. You have so many books. Take up any book. Take up any book and start studying. Give some stress to the brain. Take few lines and learn them by heart. Take some poem, learn them by heart. These are the memory trainings. These are the memory drills. Unless and until you do all these drills, your mind will become flabby. It is like muscle. Muscle. Memory is like muscle. You have to give force. Give some work. Give some poetry to recite. Give some poetry to memorize. Give some Mahavakya to read. Or challenge. Give some challenges every day. Learn some new things. Rather than writing on this with this hand, start writing with this hand. Left hand. And see what happens. Give some challenges to yourself. These are the different challenges where you have to make your learn new language, learn new word. Every day, give something new to yourself. Today, do those things which I have not done till now. So newness should be there, otherwise Brahmin life will become dull and drab. So, Swadhyaya, Seva, Swachintan, Swadarshan, 9th, Swadarshan already said. Then, what else? Swadhar, Swaman, everything done. Swadham, Swaman, Swasisti, Swadesh. Sleeping. yesterday only Baba said, no, you get detached. It's Samadha Murli. Okay. Then what else? Stages where you remain immune. I think the sleep is also one good thing. Rather than remaining, yeah, that is seed stage in Paramdham. Yeah. Rather than about sleep, rather than engaging in worldly discussions, best is to go to sleep. Best is to go to sleep. There was once a tyrant, Tanasha in India, who had come, Nadir Shah. Nadir Shah had come in India and he used to kill people like anything. So in his darbar, in his court, once he called, and he called an astrologer, and he asked him, there was a very beautiful question he asked him, what should I do or something like that. So when I will do the greatest, what is my greatest deed? So that Jyotishi, that astrologer tells him that you just go off to sleep. That is the your greatest service to the world. So he said, what? Sleeping? How can sleeping be the greatest service? He said, yes, so long you sleep, the world remains safe. Because he was a Tanasha, he was a so that sometimes sleeping is a good thing. If you are sick, just go to sleep. Rather than getting tired by talking and talking and talking. Just go off to sleep and soul get detached from the body. So sleep is also, yes, good point. Sleep. Then seed stage. Seed stage is a stage where you remain combined. Where you are combined or whether you are in Paramdham. Whatever. Any one of these. Seed stage are two. One is combined and another is you remain in the Paramdham. And combined stage is yet another when you are in this body also. That time you feel that Baba is with me. So, what else? Self-talk. Swase bate. Talking with oneself. Enough you have talked with the world. Now talk with oneself. Keep talking with yourself. Keep talking with yourself. Take your name and talk with yourself. Take your name. Like for example, Kamlesh Bhai. So he will talk, hey Kamlesh, what are you doing? He should use your name. That is known as psychological distancing. You distance yourself and take your name and talk with yourself. As a detached observer, keep on taking your name. You can take like Kamlesh Bhai, what are you doing? Is that, does that suit you? Are you not ashamed of yourself? Like that you talk with yourself. So this is known as self-talk. By naming your name and talk. What else? Last. Self-restraint. Okay. Immune stage. So these are, you know, you can make a good list of all S. S means immunity. Okay. Om Shanti.